A New York woman was arraigned in Massillon Municipal Court today following her arrest Friday on promoting prostitution charges. 55-year-old Aizu Chen of Brooklyn is accused of operating and managing Jili Spa, a massage business in Jackson Township, for the purpose of facilitating sexual activity for hire. The charge follows an investigation by the Stark County Sheriff's Office. Chen is scheduled for a preliminary hearing August 31st. A fifth suspect has been arrested in connection with the double homicide at a burning Canton apartment. Savannah Davis was arrested Friday on charges of aggravated arson, tampering with evidence, obstructing justice, and gross abuse of a corpse. The charges stem from the August 9th shootings of Katina Spells of Canton and Courtney Yeager of Massillon. Melissa Terrell and Emily Ryder of Canton waived their preliminary hearings Friday. Terrell faces aggravated arson, tampering with evidence, and obstructing justice. Ryder is charged with obstructing justice. Their cases were bound over to the Stark County Grand Jury. Daryl Washington and Eric Lamar of Canton also waived prelims, and their cases were bound over Tuesday. Washington is charged with aggravated murder and aggravated arson, while Lamar is charged with aggravated arson, obstructing justice, and tampering with evidence. A North Canton man has been arraigned in Massillon Municipal Court today on charges stemming from a police pursuit. 28-year-old Donovan McDonald is being held on a $10,000 bond. A preliminary hearing is set for August 31st. McDonald allegedly fled from officers Friday morning, reaching speeds of about 80 miles an hour with his toddler son in the vehicle. Perry Township police later spotted a suspicious vehicle near Roford Avenue and Buckwalter Drive Southwest and held McDonald for Massillon officers. Police say two loaded guns were found. McDonald faces charges including child endangerment, fleeing police, and having weapons under disability. A Massillon man was found dead inside his foreclosed home after new owners discovered his body. Police were called Thursday to the home in the 800 block of Milburn Road Northeast. The man was identified as 76-year-old Steve Bartosak, the former owner. Police say he appears to have died of natural causes. The Stark County Coroner's Office says it's unclear how long he had been dead. A man is facing charges after police say he crashed into a Canton home and utility pole while fleeing from officers. 47-year-old Jerry Dotson of Canton allegedly drove erratically on Market Avenue North Thursday night, went over a curb, and failed to stop for police. Court records say Dotson lost control and struck a home in the 2600 block. He reportedly told police he had drank too much. Dotson faces OVI, failure to comply, and criminal damaging charges. He was arraigned today in municipal court. A pretrial hearing is scheduled for August 31st. Dotson is being held on a $25,000 bond. Massillon Mayor Jamie Slutz is making a change at the top of the city's Safety Service Department. Renee Baker left August 13th after nearly 3 years as director. The Independent reports her resignation is effective September 8th. Lori Katagides-Boron will serve as interim director through October. Slutz says he plans to name retired Massillon Police Detective David McConnell as the permanent director. The Portage County Grand Jury has indicted a man facing rape and sexual battery charges involving two teenage girls. 41-year-old Kevin New of Freedom Township was charged Thursday with two counts each. The indictment alleges the rape charges involve a girl who was 13 to 16, and the sexual battery charges involve a second girl who was 15 to 18. The alleged offenses occurred between August 2022 and August 2025. New was arraigned Friday in common police court and is in the county jail on $400,000 bond. A woman is dead after an apparent overdose in Latonia, with police calling the death suspicious. Officers found the 46-year-old woman unresponsive Thursday morning in the 300 block of Columbia Street. Police are waiting for toxicology results from the coroner. 48-year-old Joseph Bradford of Salem was arrested at the scene for obstructing official business. Police say he failed to disclose another unconscious woman was in his truck. West Township trustees are addressing drainage and road issues following a recent board meeting. A resident says an overgrown creek along Baird Road is backed up, causing flooding across a field and onto Baird and Lowmiller roads. Trustees will discuss the problem with the Columbiana County Engineer. Trustees also say Ridge Road will be repaved along with Malibu to Brush Road. The township has spent about $135,000 on asphalt this year. A new ambulance is expected to be in service by the end of next month. Sawmill Creek Preserve in Canton Township is open again after being closed because of a gas leak. Mill Creek Metro Parks announced the reopening this morning. The preserve on South Turner Road had been closed since Sunday afternoon. No details have been released. Metro Parks had advised the public to avoid the area until it was safe to reopen. Mahoning County Clerk of Courts Michael Saccone is denying allegations of racial discrimination and retaliation in a lawsuit filed by a former employee. Thias Scott, a former administrator, alleges she was fired after reporting a racial slur and hostile work environment. Saccone denies more than 50 allegations and says he acted for legitimate, non-discriminatory reasons. A status hearing is set for October 22nd. Former Youngstown Police Chief Robert Bush has died at 79. Bush spent nearly 50 years in public service, including as Youngstown's first black police chief from 2002 to 2006. He also served as city law director and Mahoning County Job and Family Services director. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.